Good morning. It's 6:35 a.m. on 6/30/2019. June 30th, last day of the month. And with this walk, when I get back, I will have achieved my goal of 100 miles for the month. It's going to be another hot one. When I got up at 5:30, it was already 66, and that sun is just warming things up. It ain't gonna get any cooler before the day is over. So I got my gear, I got my boots on, I got some toast in me, I got a half a cup of coffee. We're gonna do this. I was thinking last night how much I enjoy the evening walk now, the treadmill. I need some shorts. I need some walking shorts, some workout shorts for the treadmill. Because, man, I work up a sweat. But then I get a shower and it feels so good. So yesterday I worked on Cape Grace for quite a long time. I don't know that I got a great number of words, but the words that I got are the ones that need to be there, and then they're in the right place. So that's really encouraging. It's really invigorating. So I'm really. I'm really excited. I gotta get back and get a little more coffee in me. And maybe set a miner somewhere in the belt and work on Cape Grace. I really been pushing this morning. The first mile was my meditation, which I don't usually push very hard during. It's much more of a being in the moment, looking around, smelling things, listening. Good morning. Good morning. Lady with her Scotty dog. I don't recognize her. She's got her hair all tucked up under a cap. So yeah, the walking meditation for the first 10 minutes of the walk is it's much more about being present. It's about being aware of walking. And the way my body moves when I walk. And I really need to stand up straighter. Walking all hunched over. But then I turned on Pandora and Lashed Out by Alice Merton came on, and it was like, okay, we're going to pump. And it was wonderful. But now I'm all sweaty and kind of breathless. Good morning. And I turned the metronome on. And now that it's over, I've turned the metronome on, so I've got my beat count. We'll see how it goes. But yeah, I'm pretty stoked that I did manage to make it to 100 miles this month. When I wrote that down, I thought, well, yeah, this should be, you know, I only need to do 25 days, two walks a day for 25 days. Well, you know, you miss a whole day. So now it's the 27th, or the 26th, and it's only a 30-day month, and you miss a few afternoon walks, a few evening walks. And it doesn't take long for those last 3 or 4 days to get really tight in terms of making the miles. So yeah, I'm really quite, I don't know if you know, excited or chuffed or whatever, but I set a goal. I worked toward the goal. I made the goal. I need to get this book in the same mode without losing this exercise mode, because 100 miles this month has really made me feel better. I have to say, even with all of the lymphoma scare and the biopsy stuff, I've got therapy tomorrow, I've got rheumatology on Tuesday, I've got dermatology next week. I've got two cars that both need repairs. I got a book that was due out today. I wanted to get two books out before the first half was over. The first half ends today. I'm up to date on my taxes. I've got almost 75,000 words into this book. I know where the problems are. I just need to get my butt in the chair in order to get it done. I like the story that's coming along. Yes, I think I've got pretty much a little prairie dog sitting right here beside this fence. The construction barricade fence is up, and there's a prairie dog mound just on the other side of it. But yeah, it looks like I'm going to have a nice shady walk for the next quarter mile. Get ready to sit with me. I'm on post. Okay. Yeah. Okay, this couple with their four dogs is going to be a problem. Somebody left a scooter here on the sidewalk. Hope that doesn't represent an injury or something. So yeah, mostly shady here in the final quarter mile, or nearly final quarter mile. Okay, they're going down the cul-de-sac. Morning.
You guys didn't even know. Oh, now you can.
Yeah. And yeah, the dogs didn't notice me. They were busy looking at rabbits in the bushes. They didn't even notice me coming up behind them. Big dogs, gosh. A couple black labs, similarly sized. Mongrel. I don't know if they were really purebred black labs, but they looked like black labs anyway. So yeah. Ah, straighten up, walk right. So I'm trying to figure out, am I going to go with 100 miles again for next month? I think I am. Just because I know what it's going to take to make it. And having that as a goal. Rather than pumping up a bit, I'd rather, it's kind of self-defeating. It's like I'd rather have a goal I know I can meet if I just do what I need to do than a stretch goal that I stress out over. So I've got an extra day next month because it's 31 days. No. Only 30 days. Really? 30 days in June, July? Is that right? I don't know. Whatever. I'm gonna go with 100 miles. And we'll see where we end up at the end of the month. Because Sunday afternoon walk is tough. Because I have a long-standing online event at 7 o'clock Sunday night. Which means I have to get the walk in at 6 o'clock. Which interferes with dinner. Which means I have to do it before 4 o'clock. Because that's when I start fixing dinner. Morning. Which means I have to do the walk like 3 in the afternoon. if I'm going to get everything done that I need to get done by 7 o'clock. Well, maybe I can do that on Sunday. Today is Sunday. I can try it out and see if I like it. I think I said this in the beginning. I think just walking shorts. So it's going to be good. I'll be home. It's not going to be even just before 7 o'clock. I'll get the first most important, well, second most important, because breakfast is probably getting that first piece of toast in me. Then using the walk to absorb some of the extra glucose from the overnight. It's going to go a long way toward getting my A1C back down where it needs to be, in the fives. Oh, and I'm under 173, 175 pounds. I was 173.6 yesterday. So under 175. If I can get down to 170, that's even a more gravy-ish bolt. Gravy-ish kind of accessibility at achievement. That's the word I'm looking for. Yeah, I can walk. I got words. Okay. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.